Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Greetings from Fanatics Fest 2025. Woo, it's good to be back. Evan and Tiki live for the next 4.5 hours on a beautiful summer afternoon in New York City. I'm going to surprise you, Tiki.
Why?
I got my anger, I got my worry, and I got my pain out of my system last night and early this morning. Here's what I say to my fellow Met fans after they get absolutely destroyed by the Atlanta Braves over the last 2 days.
Be very worried?
I didn't. Is that what you're telling me to do?
I mean, it's...
I'm the calm one. Now you're trying to freak me out again?
You just told me who's pitching today.
Well, yes, that is a problem. Lee Tidwell is pitching today. But no, today's the beginning of a new season. See, I don't know if you know this, Tiki. As a science guy the way I am, today is the beginning of the summer solstice, okay? Today is the first real day of summer, which means it's the beginning of a new year. The Mets are tied for first place. They are playing the Philadelphia Phillies in Philly tonight. Yeah, the Mets don't exactly have the pitching edge. But let me ask you a question. When they faced Zach Wheeler and the Philadelphia Phillies a year ago in the divisional series, did they have the edge then when they used the freaking opener?
No,
they did not, and they won. So to my fellow Met fans, while things look dark and things look bad, and you should be disgusted about what happened over the last 3 days in Atlanta, this is what a pennant race looks like. They're in a pennant race. They're tied for first place. They're playing the team they're tied with. Let's freaking go.
Here's what also happened yesterday, Evan. The New York Yankees won. And you know why that's important.
Other than for you to get a cheap pop at the Javits
not
Center?
At all. Hold on. Everything is tied, Evan. We know this. On Friday, a week ago from today, it was my idea, but you guys participated in this.
It was his idea.
Evan and Sean had a debate about who was the better team, the better baseball team in New York. Would get Mets from Evan, or was it the Yankees? And from that point on, the Mets and the Yankees did not win a game. They lost consecutively, both teams. But you know what happened last night?
What?
The part of the team in that debate won a game.
That's right.
7-3. So that means, if all things are being equal in the universe, that the Mets will win tonight. And maybe 7-3. Sean, you should bet that.
You already lost me money on Lindor last night, Tiki.
My bad.
I don't buy that, but I do appreciate your attempt.
I mean, what else can you pick?
You know what I buy?
Make you feel good about the Mets.
I'm going to tell you what it was. Last year, when they sucked in April and they were struggling in May, I wasn't brimming with confidence, but what I reminded my fellow Met fan is that baseball turns on a dime.
Yes.
Like, you just never know when your season's going to change. And obviously, the Mets had one of the most miraculous changes in the season you'll ever see. You know, Jorge Lopez throws his glove. They have a team meeting. They look buried. They go on this great run. They get to the NLCS. This losing streak also kind of began out of nowhere.
Yeah.
They'd won 6 in a row, and they were in full control on winning their 7th straight game at Citi Field against the Tampa Bay Rays. And it obviously turned because Mendy got conservative with Clay Holmes. He went to Paul Blackburn. The offense went 0, and they lost. And it's gotten uglier since. Right now, the Mets are doing nothing right. They're not pitching well. Mm-hmm. They're not hitting. They're not playing good defense. This isn't like the Yankees, because when the Yankees were losing, they were wasting great pitching performances.
Right,
right now, the Mets suck at everything. Like, that is the honest truth. They're bad at everything.
Well, this isn't that baseball, though, Evan.
Exactly. That's my point. And it's baseball. And that's not going to keep it up.
Well,
that's not going to remain the same for the rest of the year. Like, I was getting emails last night, Teek, in the Rico Beam email account, basically saying, we're done. This is who we are. We stink. We're awful. Does anyone actually think that?
No, I don't. But here's the
thing. Does a six-game losing streak mean that, Teek?
For the first third, almost now half of the season, the Mets have won with pitching.
Yes.
Right? It was absurd how good their starting pitching was. Their bullpen, which last year was a disaster, has actually been pretty good. Edwin Diaz is back to being Edwin Diaz. But they were winning because of pitching.
100%.
Now they have to find a way to win a different way.
Yeah.
And so much of that is on what Sean bet on last night, Francisco Lindor and Juan Soto and Pete Alonso, all these guys doing their part. That's what team sports are all about. In football, it's different, right? A team sport happens like in a moment, in an instant, in a game every Sunday. But in baseball, it's spread out over the course of weeks and months and ultimately a whole season. You take your turns being elite and excellent.
Yes.
And so the only thing the Mets can hope for right now is that the part of the team that they're paying a lot of money to actually starts carrying their weight like they should be carrying their
weight. And you want to know why I believe that? I said this about the Yankees, so I'll be a little consistent. When the Yankees are in that stretch of scoring five runs in six games, mm-hmm. I said they're better than this.
Right.
They're going to break out of it. Right now, you hit on it. The Met offense has been one of their biggest problems. Yeah, they're not pitching well. They're not doing anything well. But they're also not scoring any runs. They haven't scored a run in the sixth inning or later in a week and a half. Like, their offense has gone limp. And quite frankly, that's not going to last forever. And there is no more perfect place to break out of a slump like this than Philadelphia. Because for as much as Atlanta has driven us nuts over the years, the Mets have had some pretty good moments in Philadelphia. The Mets have hit in Philadelphia. The Mets have even hit Zach Wheeler at times in his career as a Philadelphia Philly. So I actually come to you with not confidence they're going to win 9 out of 11 or 10 out of 15 or don't worry, they're going to go win 7 in a row. But I have confidence that they are going to balance this thing out. They are not just going to collapse. They're not going to lose 15 in a row. The Phillies aren't going to run away with the NL East. I just think, and I was a part of this, I raised my hand, I think we get extra emotional when the Atlanta Braves kick our ass. We do. Because we got scars, man. We got scars that go back a long way. And so for the Mets to be destroyed and manhandled the way they were the last few days, it takes a toll on your self-confidence. But I sit here today and I remind my fellow Met fans, we're tied for first place. We're playing for first place against the Philadelphia Phillies, a team the Mets beat in the DS last year, and a team they swept a month and a half ago.
Right.
And so, I believe.
Well, don't forget, you also had first place for a long time, to the point where Sean was saying the NL East is over.
He did say that, yes.
And then the Mets came back to earth, or maybe the Phillies just got hot, and they've stayed hot since then. They're hot right now, actually. 8 of their last 10 they've won. But
yep, without Bryce Harper, too.
Right. The Phillies got hot. They took over first place.
Yes.
And it wasn't too soon after that the Mets took it back. So, unfortunately, it's not going to be a runaway, Sean. The Mets are not running away with the NL East. I don't want to say they're not good enough, but the Phillies are just too good. And ultimately, the division games, as we saw with the Atlanta Braves, are going to come in. They're going to come and bite you here and there.
You know,
so it's about finding ways to keep yourself inches above the opponent.
And you know who?
And right now, you get a chance because you're playing them.
And you know who told you that when Sean declared the NL East over?
Was it you?
I did, because it's a pennant race. Because that's what pennant races are. And I say that negatively, I guess, when the Mets were five games up and I bet Sean the Mets will fall into second place at some point. I was the negative guy.
Oh, wait,
I'm going to be the positive guy. They're not going to fall away and lose the NL East in June or July. Now, I want to take you back to late April. It was the NFL draft. We were doing our show from American Dream. It was another great remote where we were hanging out with the people. And Sean, late in the show, said, yeah, the Mets are never going to see second place again. And I said, not as a negative Met fan, but as a realistic Met fan, you're wrong. We're going to drop into second place. Doesn't mean we're not going to win the division. It just means this isn't going to be a runaway.
I believed.
And so Sean thought he goaded me into a bet in which if the Mets went wire to wire, I was going to have to dress up like a Yankee, like with pinstripes all across my face. And I said to him, all right, well, if you lose, you got to dress up in orange and blue, which he agreed to. Obviously, the Mets fell out of first place. They then regained the lead, and then last night fell back into a tie. So it's perfect timing because today is the day Sean pays his dues, which is dressing up in orange and blue. And my favorite part about him doing that in front of all you people is not just because you get to see him dress in orange and blue. It's because we have a special guest coming up in about an hour and a half. You may have heard of this gentleman. His name is A-Rod. And A-Rod is a guy. Did I just hear booze? Is that a Yankee fan or a Met fan?
Who booed A-Rod? I want names right now.
Sean's going to fight.
That man's a world champion and should be treated as such.
Well, Sean loves A-Rod. And so he's going to get to meet A-Rod for the very first time dressed in orange and blue. So where's your paint? Because right now you're not dressed in orange and blue.
Okay. I'm sorry. I was doing a lot of work here at the Javits Center. I'll paint myself in front of everybody, all right?
Can you start doing that now?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
I was getting ready to ask, where was the orange
and blue? I got it. Let me just
Sean is good with paying off his bets.
Despite Evan's antics, I am, yes.
Because in American Dream, he also was wearing the gold, what was that?
The Larry O'Brien.
Larry O'Brien trophy.
Ironically, I made that bet dressed as Larry O'Brien. Speaking of paying off debts, Tommy, Max Fried, Clay Holmes. What about it?
It's not looking good for you.
By the way, you know what else happened at that American Dream event? Kendrick from Suffering, our great caller, gave me this jersey. We had one jersey that
yes.
I wanted, and it was the old school Walter Payton jersey, so I decided to wear it today. My idol, Walter Payton.
That looks good,
my
man.
Hero.
That is a good gift that you got.
It is a great gift.
I was like 600 feet away, and I was like, where's the WFAN set up? By the way, it's the lower floor if you head out here. And then I saw a random guy wearing a Walter Payton jersey, and I was like, I think that's Tiki Barber. Is anyone else wearing a Walter Payton jersey? And it was you! So you helped me find the WFAN setup.
There you go.
Thank you very much. Now, Sean has taken whatever shirt he was wearing off. He's got some kind of orange shirt that he's wearing.
That says Mike Keller?
This is the brewery at Citi Field. This is as close to a Met shirt as you're going to get out
really?
Of here.
Mike Keller, NYC, and nothing on the back.
Yeah. That's kind of cool. So you're wearing a Met-related shirt.
Yes,
and so
because I pay off my bets, Evan.
Well, thank you. I mean, what were you yelling at me for? I didn't do anything wrong.
Can I write Go Mets on the back?
On the shirt?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't care.
Okay.
Why not at this point? And so he's taking out the blue and orange, and he will start painting himself. And I look forward to seeing that. And I do appreciate you paying off your debts. And this
sure.
is not a bet I wanted to win.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because when the Mets did have a 5-8 game lead over the Philadelphia Phillies in late April, as I said at the time, I wanted to be wrong. Like, I wanted the Mets to run away with it. But this is a very important reminder. The Mets are a good team. Are they a perfect team? Absolutely not. We've seen those flaws over the last couple of weeks. But the Phillies are a good team. I still think the Braves are a good team. This isn't going to be easy. Winning the National League East was never going to be a simple exercise. And anyone who thought that was either buying too much of the hype early or you forgot what pennant races are like. So tonight in Philadelphia, this is the beginning of a real pennant race. And I want to warn you, There's going to be downs. Maybe even tonight.
There are downs right now.
There's a down right now, but to me it starts anew tonight because they're tied for first place and they're playing the Phillies. There are going to be downs maybe tonight, and there are going to be ups. And what we have to remind ourselves is over the course of a long baseball season, you got to ride the roller coaster.
Right.
So to my fellow Met fans, calm the F down.
It's hard to
calm down.
That's
my advice.
Though. This is two straight series in a row that you've lost.
I get it.
One to the Rays, one to the Braves. Obviously, both of those teams are good-ish. The Braves are under 500, but you're sparking them. The Mets have become, unfortunately, their catalyst to get back into the conversation.
You know what?
I don't think they're fully in it, but they are back in it because they swept you guys.
The Braves are a good team. They were never dead despite some of the losses they had. Was it extra painful losing to them, especially the way the Mets did? Absolutely. Was it extra painful hearing Brian Snitker after the game say it feels like we're back? So, yeah, I mean, it stinks that the Mets are basically bringing the Atlanta Braves back from the dead. But the reality is it's all right in front of the Mets. And while their pitching was naturally going to take a hit, and it has, I don't think it's this bad. Mm-hmm. I don't think every start's going to be 3 1/3 innings, five runs. And I think this offense should be a lot better.
So what worries you most then? Because something has to worry you. When you're that far superior in all of baseball, really, because for a while the Mets had the best record in baseball. What worries you most about this last 2 weeks?
So there are two different answers. What's bothered me the most and what I blame the most is their offense. Because this was the time of the year where the offense needed to be tagged in.
Right.
The pitching had
it's
done
nice
such...
outside. Feel well, good about yourself.
Well, they've also...
Can't
under...
talk about cold hands on wood bats.
But they've
can't
also underperformed all year. All year long, they were underperforming offensively. They would get plenty of scoring opportunities, mm-hmm. and they stunk with runners in scoring position. And I've sat here with you, whether on my podcast, saying, oh, don't worry, they'll hit. Don't worry, they'll hit. Don't worry, they'll hit. Hasn't happened yet. So I'm most annoyed during this losing streak. Carlos Mendoza was asked about this last night, kind of annoyed me. They said, hey, what do you think the biggest culprit is in this losing streak? And he said, well, it's the starting pitching. And my answer to Mendy was, not that the starting pitching's been good, it hasn't, but how about the offense bail the starters out?
Right.
All year long, the starters have bailed the offense out. So that doesn't scare me the most because I still have a confidence mm-hmm. that this will be a top of the National League offense. So I'm most pissed off that they're not scoring.
Right.
But I am most concerned about the pitching because you do have a lot of questions that have popped up. Frankie Montas is going to return to the rotation next week. Who the hell knows? Sean Manaea's missed this entire season. What is he going to be?
Right.
Clay Holmes, I'm not overly concerned yet about the workload, but you got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah.
He's already thrown more innings than he's ever thrown at the major league level.
And he fell apart at some in the middle of the game last night.
Well...
No. It happens. I understand
last
that, but it
happens.
Night,
here's the way
because
I look at
because he was pitching great until he wasn't.
I kind of disagree with you. Because in the third inning, he was kind of floating mm-hmm. where he was a big hit away from getting beat up. The fourth inning, he was floating where he was a big hit away from getting beat up. And he made the big pitch when he needed to. The difference was in the fifth inning, he walked Baldwin when he couldn't walk him with the bases loaded. He makes one big pitch there. It's a five-inning, one-run performance.
Right.
So if that was anyone but Clay Holmes, we would not be freaking out about his workload. But because it's Clay Holmes, and it's only natural to say, hey, I wonder if the workload's getting to him. So it is the pitching that concerns me, but I have the confidence that this offense, which I think has underperformed most of the season, will show up, and they better show up. Francisco Lindor went hitless in this series in Atlanta. That can't continue.
Wow.
After the home run by Soto in the first inning in Atlanta, he didn't make an impact.
Right.
Pete Alonso didn't make an impact. It's time for this offense to step up, and I actually believe they're going to do that in Philadelphia because here's what I've learned about baseball. Just when you think you have it figured out, just when you think a team is perfect, just when you think a team sucks, they change everything. And so tonight is the kind of game the Mets escape and win. Why? Because it makes no sense. Play Tidwell against Zach Wheeler? Makes no sense that they would win tonight. Watch, Tiki, they're winning tonight.
I feel like you're talking yourself into it.
Maybe.
You're trying to. You're going to feel good right up until game time.
You know,
and then everything else will kind of play itself out.
You know what I've realized in life?
What's that?
Last night I was angry. Last night I was pissed off. Last night I did a Rico. I wasn't happy. I woke up this morning. I wasn't happy. At about 11:30 a.m., I took a shower. I felt fresh and clean. I looked in the mirror, and I was like, man, I put a lot of weight on. I need to lose a few LBs. And I was staring at myself, and I said, I don't want to be miserable all day. And I don't believe we should be miserable all day. So some guy, as I was walking in, said, are we going to win tonight? And my answer was, when not? And then I stopped myself and said, no, don't listen to that. We are going to win tonight.
You're setting the expectation for yourself. So when you lose, you're not disappointed.
Oh, trust me, I'll be disappointed. Anytime you lose to the Phillies, you're disappointed. And let me address something else. I'm in the middle of a controversy? Carlos Mendoza, the manager of the New York Mets, I guess weeks ago agreed he was going to come to Fanatics Fest. And why wouldn't he? All you people are here. You love it. It's great. Trading cards, autographs, live shows, shooting hoops, wrestling entrances. Like, it's the place to be. So Mendy says, you know what? I'm in Philadelphia. What I'll do is I'll either leave late at night after the Mets win, and then I'll spend the morning here at Fanatics Fest. I'll head back. It's a night game. No harm, no foul.
Mm-hmm.
And so Mendy agrees to do that. I heard the story, and my first reaction is, wow, that's a lot of traveling, but God bless him. And now, because the Mets are in the middle of a losing streak, I got Met fans saying, Mendy can't do that.
I think it's the opposite, Evan. I think because they're in the middle of a losing streak. When was the last time we had him on?
Exactly.
So now that he's in a losing streak, you can snap the curse or whatever it is that's causing this
and
losing streak.
And not only snap the curse, when do you want to hear from the manager of a baseball team?
Yeah, when things are going bad.
Yeah, you really want to hear it when everything's great and we're all playing footsie with each other? Screw that. I got questions for Carlos Mendoza. I do. I'm not going to be disrespectful, but I got a lot of freaking questions for him. Like why he's in love with Jared Young and he won't pinch hit for him with Starling Marte. That's a question.
Are we doing this on our show or is this the Rico Broner?
The Rico B, which you can see upstairs tomorrow.
Yeah, but I'm just happy because I'd be uncomfortable if I was sitting there listening to you berate the manager of your favorite team.
I like Carlos Mendoza. It's not like berating him as if he doesn't deserve to have the job. It's asking tough questions. Mm. So if Carlos Mendoza gets on his helicopter and comes to Fanatics Fest on a 7-game losing streak, I respect the hell out of him. Because I've been here a long time, and I can't tell you, I won't name names, it's mean, there are a lot of players and managers who canceled interviews on losing streaks. They didn't want to come on when they were losing. So if this guy wants to come down to Fanatics Fest and, you know, spar with me for 15 minutes, God bless him. But guess what? I got a newsflash for you. He's making the trip off a win because I'm feeling good. Right, Positive Tommy?
Evan?
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
It's like a father watching his son graduate high school.
But that's right.
I need one more thing out of you.
Yes.
I need a no biggie.
Well, hold on.
And I need it from the toes right to the mouth. Like, really feel it.
You're
a child actor. Give me a little.
You can't say no biggie today.
Here's why I can't say it.
You can't today, Tommy.
Here's the reason, and he knows why. Last night, after the Mets lost to the Braves, even you didn't do a no biggie.
Last night was a no biggie. But I didn't tweet it out because I'm getting the sense that Met fans are annoyed by the no biggie. And that's not the point of the no biggie. The no biggie is, oh, the Knicks don't have a head coach, no biggie. The Yankees can't score a run, no biggie. The Mets can't win a game, no biggie. But the no biggie is turning into where people are mad at me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to put it in the shove. I'm going to put it in a little block box, and then we'll bust it out at another night.
You know what that's called?
Skipping the origin of the no biggie.
Yes.
The origin of the no biggie is you lose 14-point lead with 2 minutes and 14 seconds, 40 seconds left in the game. And game one, no biggie? Nah, it was kind of a biggie.
Well, at the time, it was a no biggie.
Yeah, but it's kind of a biggie.
Ended up being a biggie.
It is a biggie.
I would argue that losing a 14-point lead in game one of the Eastern Conference Finals, much bigger biggie than getting swept by the Braves.
That was the Braves World Series, by the way.
Look, what happens next will tell the story. If the Braves are sparked and they make the playoffs and we see them again, then it is a major, major biggie. And they may. I think the Braves are a really talented team. Before the season started, I thought they were going to win the NL East. But the one thing I do feel good about is this is not the death spiral of the New York Mets. It's not. So who's with me, Met fans? We'll get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. They are with me. They are with me. Though I did receive a text message from someone I know and trust who says, you say you're calm, but your voice is 3 octaves higher than normal. Calm down.
That's just because we're live at the Fanatics Fest right now.
Thank you, Tim.
That's all that is.
Thank you. It's not that I'm nervous. It's that we're live. And we do have a great show today. Alex Rodriguez will stop by. CC Sabathia will stop by. And also, coming up at 5 o'clock, and I don't know the results. I'm so excited to see them. We are going to finally put an end to the King of New York debate. We had a very careful election here at WFN over the last few days, asking on-air talent, asking behind-the-scenes talent, who is the current king of New York sports? And there is a definitive answer, and we are going to have it coming up today at 5 o'clock.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.